the one thing that has the power of elevate you or bring you down? The factor that can determine your success or failure. The element that sets apart those who achieve great things from those who struggle to make progress. Yes, I'm talking about your mindset. In this episode, you will learn valuable tips to shape your mindset and unlock the potential to achieve all your artist dreams and more. Pay attention and let's dive in. Hello and welcome to another episode of Open Studio. I'm your host, Martina Flor, and in this solo show, I share strategies and tactics that you can use to propel forward your career as a lettering artist and illustrator. So today I'll be talking about one of my favorite topics ever, which is mindset. And I feel that this is one of the things that we often oversee as creatives, because we either feel that it's too woo-woo and that it's not really a thing because we cannot see it and we cannot prove that it's there. Or we believe that, you know, we were born this way and it's very hard to change the way our mindset is shaped, right? But the truth is that your mindset is something that can be shaped through a myriad of different things. It can be shaped through the things that you read, through the people that you surround yourself with, especially through the people that you surround yourself with. It can also be shaped through meditation. I've been lately using a lot of small and short guided meditations to shape my mindset around certain things that I want to achieve. So the things that you consume, the information that you consume in several ways, the books that you read, the things that you listen to, the podcasts that you listen to, and also the conversations in which you engage can really have a strong impact on your mindset and the way you see the world, right? And I see that every day in our community of lettering artists. And inside my coaching programs, as you know, I run coaching business group coaching programs for lettering artists and illustrators. In fact, I'm going to tell you soon about the upcoming registration period for my program for lettering artists and my coaching program for lettering artists and illustrators. But I see that every day inside my community. Being surrounded by people that are focusing on opportunities and are pushing forward in the same direction makes our members do the same too. And as they start focusing on opportunities, they start finding those opportunities, right? So before we dive into the content of this podcast, I want to let you know that Leap Now, which is my business group coaching program for lettering artists and illustrators, is opening registrations at the end of June. And to celebrate this event, which only happens once a year, we only open we only take one group of lettering artists and illustrators per year inside the coaching program. And to celebrate that, we are hosting a workshop called Secrets to Success in Lettering and Illustration. And over the course of 4 days, you will join a vibrant community of hundreds of creatives on a mission to make a living with their artistic talents. And I want to invite you to join on martinaflor.com/secrets-workshop, right? martinaflor.com/secrets-workshop all together. The workshop is for free and you will get a taste of what it is to join first a vibrant community of artists that are pushing in the same direction, but also we will, throughout the 4 days, we will train you in different aspects of running a creative business and making a living with your talent. So some of the things that we will touch on is how to create a career you love and how to achieve your major goals, how to identify income opportunities and finding clients, which is a hot topic for many of us artists who self-identify as introverts and find it very hard to connect with, you know, potential clients and find opportunities for themselves. We're going to touch on how to map your next 6 months of progress And then I'm going to share also the five essential steps to build your freelance business as a lettering artist or illustrator. So this is for you if you haven't launched your business, right, yet. And if you're an established freelancer that is looking to get better results, this is for you. Either you haven't launched your business or you're already working as a lettering artist or illustrator and you want to do better, right? So sign up for the workshop on martinaflor.com/secrets workshop. I'm going to add this to the show notes so that you can go and sign up. As I said, this only happens once a year, and I really strongly recommend you to join this workshop because I'm not holding anything back. I'm just going to share all the trade secrets. I've been doing this for over 13 years, and I've been working also with other illustrators and lettering artists and helping them shape their own businesses. And there's a lot of insights that come from that experience, and I want to share that with you so that you can save years of struggle and second guessing and have it easier and happier also, right? Now, let's go back to the topic of today's episode, which is mindset. Now, this is the thing. You could have two equally, you know, I always speak about the concept that, you know, in order to success with as a lettering artist or illustrator, with your creative talents, you need to have two. There's two sides to this. On one hand, you need to have a strong asset, which is your art, right? So you focusing on creating great art is one of the number one things that you need to do. Now, in order to thrive with your art, you need to have a an efficient container, right? So those things go side by side, and they are the ones responsible for your success, right? Now, you could have two equally talented people who have a great asset, who do amazing art. But if one of them has a great mindset and a mindset that is focused on opportunities and is a positive mindset and is a mindset that empowers them to go for more because they believe that they can make it in the industry versus another, you know, artist that also has a great talent and also has a great asset, which is creating great work, but their mindset is a scarcity mindset. They believe that they cannot make it. They believe that it's too hard, that the market is oversaturated. That would make a big impact on their success. If one has a great mindset and the other one doesn't, only the one with the right mindset will succeed eventually, right? And will make it into the industry. And I've seen this over the years by helping, as I said before, hundreds of aspiring artists to do the same, to succeed with their art, to make a living with their art. And I also see it in my own story as a lettering artist. So mindset is a lot about how we see the world and how we respond to challenges and opportunities that come our way, right? And the mindset you have will surely depend on the mindsets of the people you surround yourself with, of the kind of things that you consume, as I said before, the kind of books that you read, the kind of podcasts that you listen to, the kind of events that you go to, right? I know that for myself, that whenever I have an important event coming up or an important project that I want to tackle or an important launch that we are doing within my business, I know that reading the right books, listening to the right podcast will boost my energy, will kind of keep me going for more, right? And all the things that you consume, all the things that impact your mind in one way or another shape your mindset, right? And specifically when it comes to surrounding yourself with the right people, you know, as human beings, we are wired to have a strong connection with people. We want to belong to a tribe, right? And to also blend in. You know, whenever you join a group, you want to you want to be part, right? You want to be seen as one more of them, right? And because we want to blend in, if all the things that you hear from the circle of people that you surround yourself with, like if you hear that they say, hey, you know, and making it as an artist is not possible, or being a freelancer is too hard, or you listen that you cannot build a freelance business doing lettering or illustration, eventually you will start believing those things just because you want to agree with this group. You want to blend in. You want to be part of them, right? And I know this firsthand. You know, when I moved to Berlin back in 2010, I remember that I really wanted to become a lettering artist. And when I moved here, I joined this community of type designers and letter designers. There were no lettering artists, I have to be honest. There were no lettering artists in the group. Some of them were doing lettering in some capacity, but the fact is that I joined this community who were meeting every month, and I was joining these gatherings, and I remember that everybody was super passionate about the craft, right? And everybody was super motivated, and everybody was making a living from letter design in some way or another, right? Either whether they were type designers, or they were working with typography, or they were creating logotypes for companies. And every time I was there, I remember that I left the meetings really recharged and inspired and like, yes, I want to do this. I want to go this route. I'm going to make it as a lettering artist, right? Now, what is funny is that at that time, I got myself a shared studio space. So I got myself a desk in a shared studio space, and I remember that I had this studio mate, and she was kind of like the opposite. She was always complaining that there wasn't enough jobs, that it's really hard to make a living as a graphic designer and illustrator. She was a graphic designer and illustrator. You know, she was always complaining, always engaging in these conversations about like why she couldn't achieve her goals and stuff. And at some point, and I was super motivated, I really wanted this for my life, and I saw myself engaging in these conversations in a way that I was always trying to kind of balance out her negativity, right? So I was always kind of chiming in and saying like, yeah, but this is possible, and look at this, and look at that. I was always like chiming in with my positivity. And at some point, I started to notice like, well, I feel drained. You know, after these conversations, I feel really drained because I want to really focus on opportunity. I really want to go go after my dreams and build my career as an illustrator. And I felt that she was really pulling me back, and she was taking away from that energy or that positive energy that I had. And I was just afraid of being like dragged down by that negative force. And at some point I left that studio space. I thought, well, I need to find a place where, you know, there's other people who are really looking forward to build their own careers and to find opportunities for themselves. And that was a great decision. Bottom line here is that surrounding yourself with people that in a way see the world gray will eventually make you agree with them, right? Now, what is great is that the reverse is also true. So surrounding yourself with a circle of people who are really focused on creating great work, who are ambitious, who are who have positive energy, who give you helpful advice, who always bring you up when you're in a down moment, right? Who want the best for you. This will have a positive impact on whatever you want to achieve, right? And this is why also I make such an emphasis every time on why community is important. In fact, inside my own academy, we double down on community every year, more and more. We have built a community platform. We have recently launched a membership inside the platform. So we really believe in the power of this. And this is why also, for instance, my coaching program is a group coaching program. Personally, as an artist, I've been coached for many years. I started with a one-to-one coach, which really changed my life. Like, it really changed the course of my career back then. And I'm really grateful to him. But later on, I discovered group coaching programs, and that was life-changing for me. And because I had such a great experience with not only the coaching part of it, but also with the community part of it, and creating those connections that last until today, I still meet with some of the people I went through those coaching programs with, and they're really people I really trust, and they're my friends, and we meet often and we support each other. So I really, once I had that experience in coaching and surrounding myself with a motivated group of people, I took that, I modeled that into my coaching programs, and community is a big part of what I do, right? And in fact, just to give you a taste of that, the workshop that I mentioned before, the Secrets to Success in Lettering and Illustration workshop that we are offering, starting on June 15th. This is the first session, is happening in June 15th. So you can go to martinaflor.com/secrets-success. You will see the full schedule of the workshop series, and of course, if you cannot make it to those specific times, we will make replays available for those that, if you miss a session or if you cannot make it to some of them. But what I wanted to say about this is that you will get a taste of how it is to surround yourself with people that are really looking into the future. Right? The energy of those sessions is pretty amazing. And you will notice how you leave those sessions inspired and recharged, and how surrounding yourself with that kind of people really has an impact. Even when you spend just an hour with that people, really has an impact on your well-being, on your like motivation to go after your goals. So again, go to martinaflor.com/secrets-workshop to sign up for the workshop that is starting, as I said before, the first session is starting on June 15th, and it only happens once a year. So I would recommend you not to miss this opportunity. So back to the mindset topic of this show. Now, what are the things that you could do to shape your mindset, right? And one of the things you could do, of course, is to surround yourself with people that are pushing in the same direction. Just find a community for yourself, engage with people who are looking to build a business or to make a living with their skills. Find that kind of community who really lifts you and propels you forward. Right. The other thing you could do is that you avoid engaging into conversations with people that have a negative mindset. As I said before, this colleague of mine that I used to share my studio space with, I think that my mistake at that time was also like just engaging in her conversations and trying to change her mind. And at some point I realized, now when I look back, I think like, well, I cannot change her mind. Right, like I it was just too much work to change her mind, as opposed to just look for a new environment for myself, right? And so try not to engage in those conversations with people that have a negative mindset. As I said before, everything that you consume, including conversations, including the things that other people say, are everything that you consume has an impact on your mindset. So podcasts, which podcasts are you listening to, right? Perhaps you want to find podcasts that are uplifting and podcasts that really speak to you about what your possibilities are, help you focus on taking action on certain things. Of course, this podcast is a great place to be, so you are in the right place right now. But yes, I want to recommend you to just consume this kind of podcast, right? One thing, for instance, that I personally avoid is news. I stop listening to the news or reading the news back during the COVID-19 pandemic, and I haven't gone back to reading the news since then. It had such a great impact in my well-being. I remember that at that time I stopped listening or reading the news because it was just overwhelming. Everything was, you know, the world was gonna end, and I think that, you know, it's very hard to leave to just feel uplifted after reading the news. Normally they're about negative things or things that are happening that are extremely challenging. So yes, consuming the right information makes a lot of impact. So podcasts, the people you surround yourself with, the conversations you engage in, books have also a great impact on your mindset. If you want to start building a business with your skills, or you want to start looking for opportunities to create an income with your skills, start reading business books. Start reading books that that bring your attention into the actions or the steps that you need to follow to build your business, right? So if you want to go in a certain direction, look for books that really propel you in that direction, right? And the last tip that I want to give you today is to tell yourself nice stuff. You know, whether we realize it or not, we are telling ourselves stories the entire day, right? In our own minds. And if you can make yourself tell positive stories to yourself, if you can turn those inner dialogues into positive dialogues, like, okay, you can make this, you can achieve that, you have the talent, you have what it takes, as opposed to saying like that you cannot do it, that this is too hard, that you know, the market is oversaturated, or whatever it is that you're telling yourself. This also has an impact on your actions. What you tell yourself eventually has an impact on your actions. You know, my therapist always tells me, whenever I talk to myself in a negative way or I'm too hard to myself, she brings it back to the situation of saying that to my kids. That's always a great way of putting the reality right in front of my face, because she always tells me like, will you say that to your kids all the time? Will you just push them against the wall and tell them like, oh, you didn't do it good and you could have done it better? And you know, and we often do that with ourselves. So as a last tip, I want to invite you to be kind to yourself and to start telling yourself stories that are positive, that empower you, as opposed to bring you down, right? So back to the list of things and actions and small changes that you can do to start shaping your mindset. Number one, surround yourself with people, positive people that are pushing in the same direction. Number two, don't engage in conversations with people who have a negative mindset. Don't invest your time there. Number three, podcasts. Listen to podcasts that really uplift you and propel you forward in your journey. Books, read books. If you want to achieve something, start informing yourself. Start absorbing information that has to do with that, right? And lastly, tell yourself nice things. Start telling yourself stories that are positive, that motivate you to go for your goals, right? So I hope this solo podcast about mindset will give you a few a few hints, a few pointers on in which way you can shape your mindset. And I want to invite you again to my upcoming Secrets to Success in Lettering and Illustration Workshop. It's going to happen on the 15th of June. I'm going to leave the link to the workshop to sign up in the show notes. As I said before, it only happens once a year. It is for free and it's life-changing. So come and join us. We are starting on June 15. Go to martinaflor.com/secretsworkshop to sign up. I hope I will see you there. Thank you so much for joining today's episode and see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.